this period of time is a period for inquiry. With the inquiry, if there are any questions that you might have, anything that's touched you, anything that you might wish to explore, then the inquiry is intended as a contribution. With the inquiry time, may last a few minutes, half an hour, whatever, the person or myself can say thank you to bring it to a close, and we have a couple of shared minutes of silence together, then another invitation, and then another person may wish to come and speak. Remembering with the inquiry that the intention is to contribute towards insight, towards understanding, towards inspiration, and an opportunity for each and every one of us to listen to two people sharing and communicating on some of the major issues of our life on this earth. The inquiry sometimes, as you see and know, as well as with teachings, it may raise more questions than actually get answered. And I'm not sure whether as human beings on this earth we can answer every single question that we put to ourselves or we put to another. But at least we're asking the questions, at least we're willing to look deep, and there is great opportunity for clarity, for resolution and much discovery. So this is the general form with regard to the inquiry, and open of course to anyone who didn't speak in the previous inquiry. And just before walking in here, I very much like, if he wishes, Adam, who's sitting in the further realms over there, if he and I can have some dialogue together.
Not to finish the discussion.
Good to see you. So, as usual with the taping, it's
okay.
Okay, good, nice.
Perfectly okay.
Good.
Okay.
So, just before coming in here, you left me a note on the notice board. Iran spoke to me a little bit about you. You got me more and more interested, and especially with your extremely vivid haircut. It's brilliant, and I
thank you.
I hope my grandson adopts the same. I mean it. Anyway, what is your note and what was yours?
Okay. I hope it go out right.
And take your time.
Okay. First of all, I'm new to this community and to the Dharma. Okay, I'm walking in the path for the past 5 days already.
Yes.
And I learned. I was thinking to myself some question. Meantime, okay. When I was speaking with Iran, he told me that you are a vision person, and I love vision person that see like further up there. And I consider myself as one like this. A small one, but
I'm a small one too.
No,
we're small together.
You know. And then I asked what I'm doing in my life. I try to fight in a way globalization.
Wonderful.
And labeling and shopping.
Yes,
and
yes,
stuff like
yes.
All right, we're on the same wavelength.
You spoke about shopping and it appeals to me straight away because I deal with those issues a lot.
Excellent.
But I have a thing that I see that a lot of people doesn't see. I think that the way to get to the real big mass of people,
yes,
is through the real weapon that create all this illusion, like labels, celebrities, all the stuff that all the people look at them straight ahead. It's very easy for them to see. So, for instance, if Dharma was more cool, and it's not a funny word, if Dharma was a cool thing, so a lot of young people can appeal to it, and it can make a real revolution.
Absolutely.
Because it's a true.
Yes.
It's a true. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So
how can we make it cool?
Okay, I explain. I was exploring coolness for a long time of my life.
I think you succeeded. You're really cool.
But it's a
it's a joy, isn't it? Carry on.
It can be a tool.
Mm.
It can be a tool. It can be just for if you want to be cool for your ego and the people think that you are special and that's it. It's cool for you. But if you want, you can make a difference with this because it's a powerful tool. That's what all the big firms use all the time.
Absolutely.
Like Nike and all the stuff that all the people go and buy and purchase stuff that they really don't like because it's cool. And they did it in the right way.
Mm.
What we have to do?
Good, good. Tell us all. I'm
That's not my opinion.
Yes.
What? Okay. What we have to do is to use the same techniques and methods like all the Babylon, the bad guys use, okay?
Yes.
Using copywriters, advertise people,
people
that understand about this, and me, of course.
Okay?
And in this way, we can preach, not preach in the wrong way, for non-violence, for vegetarian,
I understand.
You understand me?
So, as you point out, we look at this world, we're obsessed with celebrity, with image, with all the psychological techniques that are used by the corporate world to seduce us, seduce our hearts and our minds, our consciousness, into buying their products. It's a seduction of our life. And we get spellbound through this, and we then become consumers. And more consuming, and therefore more and more of this globalization to exploit people near and far, as well as land, water and air, animals, level. So it needs revolution, it needs radical change, and we need to look at, as you pointed out, some of the methodologies that are being used and find counter resources, opposite tools.
What is counter?
Something which something which challenges the status quo, and to bring something else. What ways in your work are you working at present? Who do you speak to? Where do you go? Where do you speak about anti-consumerism, anti-globalization?
Now I stopped, but I used to do it in schools.
Yes.
I'm in Israel. I'm a rapper. I'm a singer.
Oh yeah.
And kids knows me. Some of the kids, okay? And they think I'm cool. And this is a tool.
Right.
No, one second. Mm. And this is a tool. And
yes.
When I come to them and tell them that to buy a diesel, it's not cool. Just buying the shuka pishpishim or a flea market or second hand, or you don't need labor, then it comes from a guy like me. For them, it's more appealing. And they would rather listen to me, that's my opinion, than to a teacher, a parent, and don't buy these 400 shekel jeans. Why? No, don't buy it. But they need somebody in their language that they can appeal to them.
Right. So what about people like me who can't sing? And not much chance, I have to say. Adam, how can I be cool?
We can fix
yourself. It needs fixing, I have to say.
Maybe you won't be cool. Maybe if we label you.
Yes.
And brand you. I don't know. Listen, it's a... it seems that people have to think about heavily and seriously.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I really
agree,
think
sure.
about this.
Right.
And we have to use people that are very talented in this thing, you
yeah.
know?
Mm.
And it can be done. Mm. That's what I think. Then you can't not proceed.
Convince the people that are already convinced.
All right. So in some way or other, our responsibility and our challenge, not only for our living generation but all future generations as well, is to, in a way, use our imagination. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That we have to explore ways and means, firstly to get out of the obsession, out of the infatuation with consumer goods, mm-hmm. not to be so trapped in all of that, and the ideology that goes with it. What would you suggest in our daily lives, in clear, practical ways, that we can do? We may not have access to the public in the way that you do.
Okay.
We may not be able to communicate and that kind of way of contacting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, music is an incredibly important vehicle for all of this,
mm-hmm.
and it would be lovely to see some kind of dharma, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
In the field of music
mm-hmm.
more. And there are voices that express that. What else can we do?
You asked me how can we change the environment or ourselves?
Both.
Both.
What changed you? What made the difference for you?
I read a book and it changed me. It just was in the right time, you know. I read a book and suddenly, because all of my life I was running after the things, and I've been changed just in the past 2 years. Before this, I'm still not, you know, I'm still a consumer, and I still get thrilled when I buy stuff.
Yes.
I'm not an example, but I look at this, and I try to change myself every day, a little bit more, and ask myself the question, why do I need this MP player? Why do I need this and this and this?
Mm.
And I try to make different outside. For instance, what I did last, I'm changing advertisement on the street sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Graffiti.
Not graffiti. Graffiti I don't like because graffiti looks dirty and people don't pay attention to it.
Okay.
You just walk by it and it looks dirty. There is a big sign of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm.
Okay. And there is a big ajarazoti. How you call it? This box.
Yes, I know it. Yes,
and it's written underneath the box, the advertisement is written, and it's an advertisement that stays for 1 year, 2 years. It's not something that you change.
Mm.
It's a book, and it's written underneath it, oft ein Beteruf, chicken madly tasty. Okay,
mm.
So I went to a place, and I have a friend, and he make me this letter, sticky
yes.
letter, exactly look the same,
mm.
and I changed the word tasty of. Mashmin, off mashmin b'teruf, fattening, fattening chicken,
nice.
So when people go, then it looks very like
brilliant, simply brilliant.
Or to write on the kaspomat, you know, the place that you draw the money.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Write on it, nicely, but or... As we at the minus. Leave it, you are in the minus, you don't need the minus. Right?
Leave it, you're in the minus. Leave it. Leave the money.
But I think that we should do something much bigger than this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big change. If I knew more Dharma, it would be easier, but...
this is Dharma, believe me.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. I think we really have to activate all these powers that I told you. To find people, it's not a problem. I'm a producer, I can fix stuff like this. So okay.
Right.
To find copywriters.
Yes.
Or people that know this, and people that know how to public something outside, and make change people's view by taking us out. I can't tell you now. Let's make a label with your face and write underneath Dharma is good for life. Not something like this.
No.
They will know what's the coolest way.
Yeah.
Me with them together.
Yeah.
What is the coolest way? Sorry for this.
No.
Okay. And we have to take it outside. And like for instance, it's very, violence is very cool. Violent. Good. Violent is very cool. Okay. When you buy a video game, you have to hit somebody to feel.
Yes.
It, okay. You understand? So, if we can find another way to put it, not just to put it outside, like to use major celebrities, to use major labels, like major stuff. You know, if we have the right connection, it's not problem, because we are talking about the truth.
Yes.
About God and its truth. You know,
yes.
We're not the difference between our label and the Babylon label and the bad guys label, because they have a dream and it fade away after you use it. Like
exactly.
And we, it's not a dream.
No.
Stay and stay and stay.
Beautiful.
And stay,
powerful. Powerful.
So if we sell it to them, they are addicted for us for life. But what we get out?
Yeah. Isn't that the reason we want to sell it?
Not the money. We want to bring to withdraw people to their idea,
yeah,
their consciousness. And when they are in the consciousness, even for a couple of months or a couple of days, it's enough. They understand alone. They don't need it anymore. They're in the Dharma. They feel it themselves.
Mm-hmm. So in bringing these issues to awareness, one aspect is looking at our lifestyle, what we buy, what we use. Mm-hmm. Do we make things last? What are we prepared to do without? Sometimes we take commitments. I think I've mentioned in the hall here, small things. I make a commitment for the rest of my life not to eat anything with eyes, birds, animals or fish.
I made it here because good. I was a meat eater and now I
stopped. Ah, good stuff.
And it's very easy because I taste the kitchen and I said, yo, you can eat not meat, it's okay. Like,
absolutely.
Really, it's I was a bull. I was a bull.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Mm. You know, I made it so.
Yes.
I was.
Right. and then sometimes it's a question of making a commitment to stop. So I made at the end of last year, if I may say, lifelong commitment not to drink Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola, just to be without it. Yeah. And these small steps open up doors for other awarenesses there. And I think our individual protest matters a great deal. We have to also challenge, as you said, the status quo. That may mean contact with the others who are like-minded, and many great actions in this world have started not in parliament, not in democracy as such, but by people meeting, ordinary citizens, in homes, in small groups, organizing, planning, and starting the changes there. And then later on, our politicians might hear. And what we can do as ordinary citizens is really challenge this destructive culture, charged with desire to get, and terror of death, and we can look and create fresh perspectives on this. In the days of the retreat for you, a lot of meditation, silences and stillnesses, until now no opportunity to express your passion and your concern for change. How's the inner life been over these days?
I become enlightenment and then I stopped. And then become enlightenment again, and then I stopped again. I want to be a monk. I want to leave the place. I feel great. I feel terrible. Everything happened to me. It was like a big washing machine. And I was like inside. And I said, yeah. It was a great experience for me.
And the spin dryer.
And I think it was just the start.
Yes.
For me, because it's not actually the start, it's a certain start, because I have started before.
You've shot.
Yeah, I did before some stuff in my life. And the silence, I talk so much, you see. I can't stop talking, and it was such a big issue for me. And
And I think what, as you can sense here with Tova Na and its sister networks, such as the Middle Way and Akoda, which we'll speak to a little bit more about tomorrow. It's one of the, I feel as a visitor to Israel, one of the extremely important networks, because it values equally, without bias, the inner and the outer. In other words, it says, we inwardly have to change. We have to open up the heart, come to fresh clarity and perceptions, but not leaving it just as an individual process, but looking at ways and means that we can work outwardly. And therefore, looking at our relationship to the world, the middle way, exploring peace and reconciliation with the Arab community, the Palestinian community, ACODA, with the meetings that we're having and starting in a couple of days, with regard to looking at anger, blame, how we can transform all of that. ACODA, it's a Buddhist word, it means non-harm, non-blame, okay. Non-violence. In other words, to find vehicles for communication rather than instruments for hate. And that, in that respect, it is part of this inner-outer dialogue that's constantly going on with ACODA, to starting with Middle Way, with Tovana. Yeah, so your voices and others' voices matter, because you can be and are an important bridge, and this access and with others. Over. Why did you stop in the schools? You said you used to be speaking in the schools, but
because something happened to me, something not so good. I didn't tell you, but I at first when it hit me, I opened a store of clothes that the name is No Logo, and I started people changing clothes, and then I start earning money.
Inspired by Naomi Klein's book.
Something
No Logo.
Yeah.
Was that the book that you referred to?
No, the book is Shinui Tarbut Ad Culture. It's called by
No, she also has
Ad Culture. Ad
Buster. Oh yes.
Culture busting or something. Now I don't remember. This is more revolutionary, and I like this stuff. Naomi Klein make me sleep. It's too much information. No, it's right, but
sure.
It's blah blah blah. I'm not so educated. Okay. And,
cool.
And okay, open the store.
Yeah, open the store.
Okay, open the store, and I start making the stuff, and I start preaching about the idea, and going to schools, and then. And then I start making money. And then I got corrupted a little bit. Mm. My way. No, this is what happened
yes,
to me.
Yes, it does, yeah.
And when I started this, I told myself, nah, nothing can happen to me. The idea, the force, the revolution. And then money changed me in a way.
Yes.
Okay? And I bought a nice car. I have a big minus in the bank and blah, blah, blah. And then I came back, you know. And then I said, okay. Now I opened another store. For this,
yeah.
I have a store specially for Rastot and stuff like this in Tel Aviv. Okay, that fix all these kind of weird hairstyles. That's why I look like this as well.
I see, nice. Right.
And then everything starts going up, and telephones and bank and blah, blah, blah. And whoa! I don't need this. I don't want this.
Mm.
It's too much. I don't need this. Okay, I felt good a couple of months driving my car, feeling a big important person that I'm not. I know I'm not. I'm just. Because I never had in my life, you know, and this is the first time I had. And I felt, wow, I felt so good, you know. And then I corrupt my way. I said, no, I don't want to preach anymore. I don't want to talk about this anymore and everything. And then, two weeks ago, I said to myself, this is not my life. I don't want to live my life. I want to pack everything. I want to sell everything. I want to leave everything. And I have a lot of stuff to leave because I'm working now in an album for a long time. Doesn't matter. And I want to go to India to find myself again. I can't. My inner is dead. It's dead because I let it go like this. You know, I was very connected. Two years ago, you asked me stuff. I said, yeah, everything is God, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't stop. I was passionate with this, you know. But now the money turned me like this.
It does.
It's very strong. And I don't know why I'm talking about this.
No. Because I'm asking.
Right.
So sometimes we look and just today, and if we take in the hall here, because of the privilege of talking with people, there is a tremendous amount of creativity, both in the terms of the performing arts, in terms of values and commitments. And there's just one person who's engaged in creativity. She's recognizing, just as you said, just how easy that when success starts to come in, the measurement of it can be making more money, being more in demand, and then there's a kind of corruption that can take place.
That's what happens.
Wanting to desire and bigger and bigger. And it isn't easy to stay authentic, to keep one's integrity, and let something explore and expand without the ego coming in and all the ego of self-importance mm-hmm. that can go with it. And somehow we've got to stay, you know, true to something there. And that, and we need each other, because just in, as I say, in the hall here, there's a wealth of creative people and a whole variety of mind, bodies, spirit, music, the arts, etc. And such skill can be brought together and for real change. And it's vital, because the old system is so destructive. Yeah. Anything else? Final word.
To me?
Yes, Adam.
Okay.
You have a good name, Adam. You know, it means the first man. So
I changed my name. My name. Yeah. No, my name. I returning to Adam. You see, that's why I prefer. But I changed my name in the past to Cottage, like the cheese. No.
To Cottage.
No.
Like
that's the oot in the how is it? In the ID, it's written Cottage, because I want because first of all, it's a good stage name.
Yeah.
It's a cheese, a building as well.
Yeah. Okay.
How you look at it, and I want to look at the face of the people that say my name. Something very serious people in the bank. This no, yeah. Mr. Cottage for you, please.
Yeah.
But I'm coming back to my old name, because my name is very important to me. My mother gave it to me, and I want to thank you.
Right.
And not this thank you, certainly this thank you, because you are pure consciousness, and you open my heart, and you let me understand a lot of stuff, and I don't know what to say. I want to see you more, I want to learn from you more, but you're going away, no?
And it's a delight. We'll absolutely keep in contact. And what you're doing? Absolutely. Real like-mindedness here. Cool, man. Cool.
Thank you.
I want this piece of film. My daughter's totally into rap. She'll be here quickly to meet Adam. I can tell. I know the men she likes. All right, let's have a couple of quiet minutes. Anyone else? Is there anyone who'd like to come any time? Very welcome. Hi. Are you okay with the? Yeah.
please.
Well, I also believe in Adam's ideas, and I act for them.
Mm. I can't hear you at the back. What's your name?
Abigail.
Abigail.
I said that I also believe in Adam's ideas, and I live by them, and sometimes I don't shave my legs even. And, sometimes. And I'm strong. And I actually deal, I write, but I deal with education.
Yes.
Besides the writing, I deal with education and things that matter to me. And it's informal education, and I'm very proud of it. Mm. And I feel that I would like to be with all the energies of Adam. I used
yes.
to be with the energies of
yes.
Adam. Yes, well, change and revolution, but I know education is a long process.
Mm-hmm.
But besides being strong, especially when I educate and give my pass my message and tell young girls they shouldn't buy things that protect their underwear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they shouldn't be protected from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. But my question here, and this is my second retreat on this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of things go through oneself and changing our inner story.
Mm.
And I know I realize now it is up to me and I can do it. But you were talking this morning about the body.
Mm.
And I think that is something that is easy to say in cliches. And but how does one, in the meditation, I've been trying to work on it. It's too hard.
What's hard? So, in the morning instructions, I made a number of references to the body and the kind of outer picture of the body that we get so much involved in, how we look, how we appear to ourselves, how we appear to others, all appearance. Get behind the appearance, we just get to the bare organic nature. Just the physical life in its bareness, and we're giving bare attention to the bare actuality, just being organic human being on the earth without all the appearance. What makes that difficult? It isn't easy, I appreciate it, but what makes it difficult?
It's like talking about a story that you can make it go away. Let's say I don't love myself, and let's say I can convince myself and so on, but the body is there. I'm very tall.
Mm.
I'm a very tall girl.
Mm-hmm.
Born to a tall family and heavyweighted, but let's say that could be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I even thought of doing this surgery, not of planting breasts, but I mean, I'm very aware and active and so on, and I realized I shouldn't interfere with God's doing, let's say, about my hips, but about my height.
Yes.
And self-images I have on the real body.
Yeah.
The breathing does not make that go away, and
no.
I don't think it can.
What's the self-consciousness with regard to height? You're speaking of it rather than as a fact. The perception is more problematic. What's the view with the height?
I'm too tall.
For what?
For anything. For myself.
Sometimes we look at parts of the body and we say, I wish this was not like this. And we can select anything out, as we know. So sometimes the view is, I'm too tall. What's the value of being tall?
Well, I know giraffes are tall.
Pardon?
Giraffes are tall.
Giraffes are tall. No, I'm still in the human realm. You're not a giraffe. As a woman.
Well, if I... Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I mean, I see in concerts, I can see that. I mean, of course, but I mean, I know, this is what my question, I know things are, there's a lot of power to the mind. I totally go with your way, it's my way.
Mm.
But this is, because it's the body, this cannot, how can I change the perception? I'll read tons of books, or I don't know how, but...
The changing of the perception won't come from the outer, but it will come from the inside. When are you most conscious of it? Has there been any time, any moments in the days here where you felt the view, the perception of being tall or too tall? When's that?
Well, today, after your conversation, I had seen me, and I noticed how short she was. But I didn't. It's something that always goes with me. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it this week.
No.
Except for after today, because it's something I put aside. Usually, it's something I refer to with my writing. It's ever since I was little, you know, there's pictures of graduation. I'm always in the same place in the end. I mean, this is goes with me.
Goes with you in terms of
being negative.
Being negative about it. If the change is going to take place, you know, in the perception and in the feeling, you will have to walk tall. You have to walk with the top of your head feeling as close to the sky as you can make it.
But it's an illusion.
The illusion is the view of the comparing. Too tall or tall is in the view with regard to another or others. It's a comparative view. And with each generation of women and men, they're getting a little taller all the while. So, but somewhere, in some areas, fashion model, they're taller than you.
But that's a bad response, because that takes us back into what do I want to cut myself into being a model? I don't want to.
That's not
a good thing. Then I have to starve myself.
Exactly.
And so on.
Exactly.
And also, and this is something. It's not my height specifically. I think it's for everyone here. That it's easy to talk in cliches, but everybody has the places that they're hard for them, and it's not. And
of course.
Concentration will change my perception.
Yes.
Without even concentrating specifically about that, saying to myself.
If, as with the meditation on the body today, you move away from the perception of image, idea, and view to bare organic life, it's going to matter less and less, and sometimes it was just like an old memory and story. But even sitting here right now, you can walk off here and it's finished. Before you walk off this stage,
but it still will be in the faces of the people that I meet. Oh, you're tall. Ooh, you're tall.
Look, still that's their trip. That's got nothing to do with you. You and I can't walk around the world trying to get other people to look agreeably at us. You leave their numbers out there. This is right with you. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. If you're clear, you couldn't care a stuff about what they think.
And practice.
And practice. if there is one thing to be really clear to accept right now, what would it be on this particular point? Because you, as you said, many, many in the hall will have specific issues which they do not feel happy in about their physical life. If you were sitting here, what would you say?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, because it's not... I would like to say that everybody should love themselves, but I mean, I've tried that. Mm. I mean, not really, but I mean, I went to Spain last year and I had a great experience, and I started to walking tall, because there, when people give you compliments, you can't start saying, oh no, no, I'm fat, and so on. You just have to smile and say, thank you. And I adopted that, and I came back, and for a month or so, I walked tall and happy.
Wow.
It was an illusion.
Hey,
I can tell you now also.
Slowly. When you went to Spain, you came back, it sounds like you were rather fairly clear and comfortable with it. Then you lost whatever, some of it. Then the view comes, oh, that was an illusion. What about saying the view was an illusion?
I'm still tall.
Only you say. Forget the others. Forget the others. It's what is the change? What is it that is vital for acceptance here?
To realize I'm tall and there's nothing. I mean, this is me.
All right. Said with conviction, or just said as a nice answer?
I don't know. Time will tell.
No, it won't.
No?
No. You'll wait forever. You'll be in the grave before you get the answer. Inside. With conviction. You've had some experience. You came back and you... Abigail just walked. Didn't matter what others said. You're clear about that. You can call yourself tall, I don't care. But there is no problem in it. What is going to make that so clear? You can walk off here and say, this is absolutely clear to me. It is not a problem. It never was a problem. The illusion is you've thought it was or is. That's the illusion. It's got nothing to do with, but if you were 2.5 meters tall, so what? I want to hear some conviction. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
It was a bit of a whisper. they couldn't hear at the back.
No, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter that I'm tall.
All right. Say it mindfully, slowly. It really... The breathing is flowing around, isn't it? My God, eh? More mindfulness of breathing on here than out there, I bet. It really doesn't matter that I am tall. We want to hear this.
I am what I am. No,
long out breath.
It really doesn't matter that I'm too tall.
This is a Freudian slip, big time.
Because I wasn't breathing enough.
No, you're right.
I was afraid I might say it.
Yes.
I kept telling myself, don't say two.
How? The fear generated what you didn't wish to express. So, again, take your time.
It really doesn't matter that I'm tall.
Can I ask, would you say it and look out there? So you communicate. Beautiful, and you said it with conviction and strength. Same conviction, same strength. First time you're saying it to yourself. But now you've got to, this is the whole planet in front of you.
Sure.
I am. Eye contact.
It really doesn't matter that I'm tall.
Good. Thank you, Naomi. This whole retreat is about encouraging people to walk tall. We need you. Quiet minutes. Yes, anyone, anytime? I can't.
I want to speak about something long.
You're okay with the.
It is not too published in the television, so.
It is for television.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't like to be on TV. Just to tell him.
It's switched off. You know, it won't be on TV.
Hmm?
You won't. He's just turned it off.
Okay. There was a subject I wanted to raise, but it's a bit longer, so. Maybe do it later, maybe not. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you need to just lift the voice for the good people at the back.
There was a subject I wanted to raise about activism and so. I wanted only to refer to. What's your name?
Abigail.
Abigail? As I understood, as a man, yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're radiating, and I think you're attractive. And I came here to say it from two reasons. First of all, it's for you. And second, then I realized I need courage to sit here instead of all these people.
and to do it. So I did it, and this is what I think. And I didn't think it now. I think it a few days ago.
Next time. Yes. I asked the same question. Pardon? We wait a minute, but with the recording. Do you want to be on TV or not?
Prefer not.
It's unlikely. Anyway, okay. We'll just we'll have a silent minute just for that. Yes, please. Would you like to? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Take your time. Take your time. But always be just with the voice, because
okay.
The people at the other.
Well, it was again about saying no to something.
Yes.
And what I feel I want to say no in my life is about a. Can you hear me? It's okay.
No.
Okay. It's about judgment.
Judgment.
Yes, judging the other people and myself the most, and jealousy.
And jealousy.
Yes, it somehow goes together.
Yes, of course, absolutely.
So I was acquiring it in myself.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you could help me to be more sharp, to understand a little bit more.
So.
It's really disturbed my life. I really can't. It's difficult for me to have friends. I can't have a relationship for a long time. Because
so
it comes all the time.
Jealousy is generally one is receiving love from somebody, and there is fear of the loss of the love. And there is the perception, either actual or imagined, that the love which was going towards you is now going to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And this we call jealousy. And it's one of the most cutting and painful of all the emotions. Mm-hmm. Because the imagination can come in so strongly with all the projections and interpreting rightly or wrongly